I just wanted to call into question the whole existence of this task force, the puddle that's created by Rahm Emanuel's crocodile tears.
Welcome to the Alder Track Aldercast, a professional guide to Chicago politics. Each week, we're going to try to tell you what actually happened in Chicago government, what passed, who said what in their own words, and why it matters. I'm A.D. Quigg.
And I'm Claudia Morel. It's Friday, February 26th. This week, Mayor Emanuel's handpicked task force on police accountability held its final public forum, and things didn't go as planned.
Opponents of a proposed tax hike on tobacco products and the mayor's allies talked past each other.
Now we want to solve it by putting generally young, poor, African-American, Latino men in jail. That is not the answer. Thank you.
And a charter school wins zoning approval despite Alderman Kerry Austin's personal hurt that the school stood her up.
They came and strung my community along for a year.
First, let's talk about the Police Accountability Task Force meeting at Sullivan High School in Rogers Park. Roughly 100 people were there.
This was the last of four public forums held across the city to receive public input on how the city can improve community police relationships following the outcry over the police-involved shooting of Laquan McDonald.
Our $10 million Taser International contract and millions spent on guns and military gear should instead target human, economic, and community development.
We want to see something happen. We don't trust you, and we don't trust the mayor. We don't trust Anita Alvarez.
I just wanted to call into question the whole existence of this task force, which to me is just a puddle that's created by Rahm Emanuel's crocodile tears when he saw the Laquan McDonald video.
But the task force cut its final meeting 2 hours short Thursday night after more than a dozen protesters took over the public forum.
The group of about 30 or 40 from the Black Youth Project 100 were all wearing yellow shirts that said, "Fire Police Officer Dante Servin." He's the off-duty cop who fatally shot 22-year-old Rakia Boyd in 2012.
This task force has nothing to do with accountability.
This task force,
a couple of protesters eventually got up onto the stage confronting task force members, and after some forceful shoving, police walked on and shut the meeting down.
All while Sullivan High School principal Chad Adams tried to control the crowd.
Please, this is our school. Please, will you respect our school, please?
The task force is facing a March 31st deadline to submit their recommendations to the mayor.
So please respect our school. There's children over here. Please respect our school.
Now let's talk tobacco and the ongoing saga over the mayor's plans to hike taxes on cigarettes and other tobacco products.
Right. Well, after aldermen delayed a vote on that plan, opponents have gotten to work. The group that opposes taxes and the mayor's group just fundamentally disagree. Let's say for the sake of argument that I'm siding with the mayor on this one. I'm the Department of Public Health and the American Cancer and Stroke and Heart Associations.
Okay.
So I say this is clear-cut good public health policy. We want to make a generation of smoke-free kids. Make sure they never even try a cigarette. Why? Because kids are more price-sensitive. Make cigarettes expensive, and kids won't buy them. They're also more likely to try smoking between 18 and 20. Try making the smoking age 21. Smoking rates are at record lows in the city. Let's get ambitious. Try to bring it down to zero. Here's the mayor earlier this month.
I think it's appropriate when you look at everything we have done over the last 4 years, from not only raising the tobacco tax, to pay for free eye and dental care for kids in Chicago public schools, banning the sale of tobacco products, and specifically flavored products within 500 feet from schools, to being ahead of the FDA when we taxed e-cigarettes, to today's action.
Let's say I'm an opponent. Let's say I'm Alderman Jason Ervin.
A stretch, but yeah, let's go with it.
This isn't about public health. This is about two things, taxes and crime. There's a lack of jobs in my West Side neighborhood, so driving out of town, buying a few cartons of cheap cigarettes and selling a few Lucy's for a buck or two means big profit margins.
There's a lady that, believe it or not, she works the corner of Springfield and Madison. And at first she was selling loose cigarettes out in the cold. Today she's selling loose cigarettes from the luxury of a brand new Jeep.
So I'm the mayor. I say, okay, you want to cut down on loose e-sales? Here's harsher penalties for people caught selling. Up to a $10,000 fine and 6 months in jail. Deterrent.
No, that just criminalizes one more thing in Black and Latino neighborhoods and another reason for confrontations between police and communities of color. Remember what happened on Staten Island to Eric Garner? We don't need a repeat of that in Chicago.
This is a problem that we created, and now we want to solve it by putting generally young, poor, African-American, Latino men in jail. That is not the answer. Thank you.
Another perspective. Let's say I own a convenience store or gas station on the edge of the city. I don't like this tax because people can drive to somewhere else in Cook County or Indiana. I'm about to pay higher property taxes, facing minimum wage hikes every summer. I pay more for thicker plastic bags, and to top it off, I'm dealing with the highest sales tax in the country.
My name is Tanya Trish. I am Vice President and General Counsel of the Illinois Retail Merchants Association. The concerns with whether or not the city has authority to even implement a tax on other tobacco products, that is certainly in question.
Mayor Emanuels argued that the city taxes stuff all the time and people always sue. But the biggest two parts for him, one, this is personal, and two, he's got the votes.
I saw my mother personally struggle with this, and I made a commitment that in my public life I was going to work to end smoking by children, where they would then have a life of addiction to tobacco products and nicotine. Now today, you can delay what we're going to do, but you can't defeat it, because the votes were there.
Irvin says he's also trying to round up votes. Another alderman told us he estimates Irvin's supporters number in the high teens. Not quite the 26 he needs to derail the plan, but probably enough to make the mayor sweat. We'll be watching.
If this does come up for a vote next month, we will see. But again, right now, we're still working with our colleagues and working.
And another thing we're watching, charter schools.
Yeah, this week, 16 different charter operators applied to the Chicago Board of Ed to build new schools.
This week, one of Chicago's biggest charter school networks, Noble, won approval for a zoning change to build a new school in Brighton Park. That's in Alderman Ed Burke's ward. Here he is speaking in support.
I think this is a win-win situation for our community and for the youngsters who will have an opportunity to attend what is almost universally acknowledged as the finest charter school in America.
No, they're not.
Did you catch that at the end? That's Alderman Carrie Austin, who was sitting next to Burke at the meeting. She was not happy. Not because she doesn't like charter schools. In fact, she was desperate for a Noble charter school in her community. Take a listen.
They came and strung my community along for a year and never came back to tell us why or anything. So we wanted you because of the good things that you were doing. You disrespected my community.
It'll be Noble's 18th school in Chicago. Doors are set to open in time for the 2017 school year.
For now, thanks for listening to the Alder Track Aldercast.
Please subscribe to catch us every weekend. We're on iTunes, Stitcher, and WGN Plus, and you can find us on Twitter at AlderTrack.
We also provide in-depth original reporting about Chicago and Cook County government to our paid subscribers. You can learn more at aldertrack.com/Chicago. I'm A.D. Quigg.
And I'm Claudia Morell. Tune in next week.